We are in Come Follow Me week 21, a whole selection centered around the second coming. And I'm going to jump into Matthew chapter 24, and this whole thing centers around two verses for me. So I want to go to verse 21 in Matthew 24 and 22. And this is what it says. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And the thing that just so jumped out at me, as I think of that scripture that says men's hearts will fail them, and I truly believe we have seen that. The rise of anxiety and depression and suicide, things that we barely even talked about growing up, have become conversation, commonplace conversation. And a lot of times the thought is that this is a wimpy generation. And as I read that, I got so emotional. Because I thought, none of us would make it. Those words so jumped out at me. If he does not come and shorten the days, none of us would make it. All of us would lose hope. All of us would lose faith. And all of our hearts would grow cold. They are not wimpy. They have not had the chance to grow up in a black and white world as we did. They grow up in a mist of darkness, and it's in their hands constantly. And to sit and say, just put the phone away, is naive, because we have no clue the pull, the allure, the entrapment. It reminds me of Joseph Smith when it says that was a war of words and a tumult of opinions. That is their life. The discouragement he felt, they walk in. And I want to go to Joseph Smith, Matthew, in 20 and 22. And it says the same verses, but with something added. And except those days should be shortened, there should none of their flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, according to the covenant, those days shall be shortened. Our temple covenant. 22, for in those days there shall also arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall sow great signs and wonders, insomuch that if possible, they shall deceive the very elect, who are elect according to the covenant. We can't sit and say this is a wimpy generation. They are not. They chose to come. They were prepared. They were trained. And yes, many, many are falling by the wayside. If I see a young person come to the temple, I am so touched. A young couple, it truly just so touches my heart. You have missionaries coming, you have brides coming, and you have old people. I'm young and I'm old according to those in the temple. And that's because we grew up at a time where we could see the tree. We could see the vision. We could taste the fruit. And we knew of the love of God. Last week, I went to church, and just for a brief moment, the Lord opened my mind. And I could see in my mind what he felt about this generation. And I knew he would fall on their necks and hug and kiss them for what they endured. This sea of darkness that they have walked in, trying to find light. And it so touched me. And I want to go to 13 in Matthew 24. It says, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved, if they keep enduring. And it's not if. I shouldn't have said it that way. Just keep. Don't leave. Stay. Keep trying. It is, God knows, it's arduous for them. 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in holy places. That means get to the temple as often as you can. Get there in prayer. Get there in scripture. Get there in church. And hold to your covenants and trust that God's promise that our posterity will be blessed through us. That's what we do. We continue to love and we honor our covenants. And 16, then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. And you know the mountain of the Lord is the temple. Get there. That's what you can do. 24, it says, for there shall, oh, we read that. 27, excuse me. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. All will see, and all will know, and all will rejoice. 32, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know summer is nigh. It's not hard to tell he is coming. It is time. Does it need to get much worse? I don't believe so. 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And one of the thoughts I had is, could it be that it's a stage that we're at and not a definite time? I don't know. But could it be that when we hit a certain time of wickedness, a certain amount of prayers pleading for him to come, it says in a scripture that the righteous prayers will bring him. When it comes at a time where there are so many lost and so many of us are pleading for him to come, that he says no. Let's go now. I can't listen any longer and see the heartache any longer. Could it be that that's what it is? I don't know. 40 and 41. Then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. And I think the 50% is not an accident, but what so strikes me is that all of us will be affected. Those two grinding at the mill knew each other, possibly loved each other. The two in the field could be family. It affects all of us. And all of us have need to flee to the temple and pray a mighty prayer for this Savior to come and to hold to our covenants and to hold to our faith and our trust. And then I want to go in chapter 25. And we have this parable of the 10 virgins. And I had a good friend say to me, you know, I heard something that made me think of it in a whole different way. What if those five wise had said to the five foolish, stay with us. Our light is bright enough. Hold on. They were people who once had it. Hold on. Latch arms with me. The 10 of us, let's stay together and let's wait. She goes, because this we know, the Savior has enough light for all. And so rather than sending them to the world, sending them out into the world to get oil, what if we latched arms with them and said, stay with me and let's wait for him to come. Now I get it's a parable about him coming, but I loved that analogy. And it so goes with my thoughts and my feelings. Link arms with me. I will love you. I may not understand what you are going through. I may not understand what it is to walk in a world that is shrouded in a mist of darkness. I am so black and white, but I do know what it is to love. And I can love, and you can stand with me. And I will bear my witness to you, and I will plead, and I will pray, and I will share my testimony and what light I have. And if you will hold on to me, we will wait for the Savior to come, and we will pray a mighty prayer that he comes quickly before any more of our beloved, elect, covenant children of God are lost. But he knew this would be, and he will be gracious to them. Okay. Luke 21, verse 3, and he says, this is the widow casting in her mites, And he saw also a poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, this poor widow has cast in more than they all, because she has offered all her living. And that so struck me with these youth that are at this time, who are giving their all, who really, we cannot look and think they are wimpy or do. They are holding on and trying. And I think we too need to give our all, latch our arms and cleave to our covenants, get to the temple and help in any way we can. Love these youth and be there for them. Okay, and then if you jump down, it says verse 12 in Luke 21, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. Settle it now that you will be there, that you will be one holding the light, that you will be the person who endures to the very end, waiting for him to come, watching, and be someone that others can rely on. Settle it. Because it's that whole persecution and all. It is hard. 16. And ye shall be betrayed by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. 19. In your patience possess ye your souls. And then jump down to 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Faith and fear cannot coexist. We need to get to the temple. We need to open the scriptures. We need to say our prayers so that we keep our faith. 36, watch ye therefore and pray always. That's the answer. Pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of God, and to have as many of those we love with us. I love this message, and I hope and pray you know the church is true and how much our Savior loves you. Stand and pray for him to come.